hello. Welcome to Radio Rubber Room. We are coming to you, as always, from Soundcheck Studios. Was that AA enough for you this week, Sean?
I don't think you know what as always means.
What do you mean? Whatever.
Your definition of it as always.
As usual. We're not always at Soundcheck Studios.
I mean, now we are.
Now we are, yeah, true.
But so in the present.
That doesn't denote as always.
As lately.
As of late.
And then Chanel.
Yeah. Chanel,
it's great to have you back.
It's good to be back. I'm really excited about the show.
Will you tell me, what is a vacation like?
It's awesome.
Like, what's vacation mean?
Vacation is basically where you go someplace that's not where you work.
Wow.
And you do things that don't involve work.
What?
Yeah. For example, this last vacation that I just took involved a lot of sitting on the beach.
Whoa.
And doing nothing.
That's a very foreign idea to me.
It was very foreign to me, too. It took me a couple days to get used to it, and then I got into the groove, and then it was time to come home, and now I'm totally screwed.
So, two vacations is what you recommend in the future?
Absolutely.
Very nice.
Absolutely. Two vacations back to back.
I think I'm going to try that. Two vacations at some point.
Something to work for.
Yeah. Well, we've got some guests here with us tonight. We've got some folks from Gallery 5.
Woo-hoo!
How's it going, guys?
Yeah!
And you brought your cat. That's good. It's good.
It's good. Well, or it's, you know,
I brought my cat. It's in my pocket.
You guys want to introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you do for the gallery?
I am Amanda Robinson, the founder. I was the former director. I have since resigned 2.5 years ago, but still love these guys to death, and I'm now a official donor of the organization, kind of.
My name is Prabir, and I started doing a lot of the music stuff at Gallery 5 10 years ago.
So since the beginning?
Yes, well, more or less, just a few months into it. And then I got legit with Amanda on paper and started the baby board, which turned into the real board later, and have also been involved in various other aspects.
Very nice.
My name is Parker, and I am one of the co-founders of RVA Magazine, and back in the day, at the beginning when we were putting together the first issue of the magazine, I wanted to spotlight Miss Amanda Robinson here, so I went over to the gallery with that in mind, walked in the space, and was blown away. Then we had a talk. We had a good bro down for a few hours and had a lot of similar ideas on how to help evolve the creative community. And we decided to make the RVA Magazine kickoff party, the Gallery 5 grand opening party. And we had hundreds of people, and we had bands and fire performers and DJs and 40 artists of all kinds. And she asked me to stay on and help her. And I did.
We almost killed. Love at first sight.
What? We almost killed each other a couple times. A couple times we thought we were in love with each other. I don't know. It's been crazy.
Me and Sean have that thing.
I can tell by the lingering look in your eyes.
Yeah. Well, very nice. And you guys have a big thing going on right now, sort of like a birthday.
Yeah.
Yes. I would say a milestone.
Definitely. Decade.
Yeah, the 10 year anniversary birthday blowout extravaganza helicopters will be circling is this Friday, April 3rd.
Yeah, a lot's gone down the past 10 years. I know that, you know, we started 10 years ago, and the energy that was created, we just never anticipated it. I never anticipated it turning into what it's turned into, and it's still existing a decade later. So I can't be more proud of an organization and a baby. I do still call it my baby.
We're sad to announce it will be closing next month. No, just kidding. Ten more years at least.
April Fools. Well, May 31st Fools. Wait, March 31st.
April Fools, 6 hours
early. Oh, damn. Rent's due soon. Shit.
Yeah. And on that note,
yeah, we're gonna get to our first break. But congratulations, by the way, congratulations.
Absolutely.
On that.
Thank you.
Very good times. We're gonna get to a little break. We do have a show, not this Wednesday, but the coming Wednesday. This is one of the bands that is gonna be on that bill. This is the Mad Extras with Long Weird Night here on Radio Rubber Room.
Woo-hoo.
They say don't get up on the wrong side of the bed, but the right side of my bed is against the wall. I'm confused.
Hello, I am Archibald Covington. Since a wee boy, I've always dreamed of being in a secret society, dominating the world in secret. I've always had one problem, though. No one has ever asked me to be in a secret society. So I, Archibald Covington, came up with a solution. I, Archibald Covington, shall start my own secret society and will take over the world in secret. I have another problem. I need people to be in it with me. So I ask you, if you have any interest in being in a secret society, please call me, Archibald Covington, at 555-7857. Or follow me on Twitter, at Archibald Covington. Or Instagram, or also Tumblr, and MySpace. And Archibald Covington Secret Society at gmail.com. Or just Google Archibald Covington. If you're interested too, you can check out what our secret handshake will be on my YouTube channel, Archibald Covington, as well as many other videos on our secret initiation practices so you know what you will have to endure. Or my website, secretsociety.com. I've got plenty of information out there on the secret society for you to find useful to you. So please, if you would like to join me, Archibald Covington, and join my secret society, please contact me or follow me on any of my social networking sites and start a secret society with me, Archibald Covington, and we'll take over the world in secret. Thank you.
This is Sean Austin the First. You may know me from my quintessential single-key keyboard album. Well, I'm working on a new project, the Single String Guitar, and I'm recording it at Soundcheck Studios in Richmond at 905 North Shepherd in The Fan. If I could only tell you the things that go on at Soundcheck Studios, I would, but I can't. But it's amazing. You could find out for yourself at soundcheckstudiosrva.com. They got Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian.
That's Brian. He's been helping me with my new album. We accidentally discovered a new note. It's called M. So if you want to discover your own new things, head to Soundcheck Studios. Join the ranks of such illustrious musicians as myself, Sean S. Austin, the First. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone and call 804-453-2215. 804-453-2215.
Hi, I'm Brian.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The smaller they are, the harder they are to find.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. We are here with the fine folks from Gallery 5. Glad you're with us.
Amanda and Aaron Parker. Very good to have you.
Awesome to be here.
So I know personally I've had some amazing times at Gallery 5 from awesome music. Mm-hmm. I've seen some burlesque. You guys used to have the Richmond Comedy Coalition in there. So many different varieties of things. I think Beer Fest was a big event RVA Mag put on at Gallery 5, had the whole street blocked off. I think that's where we met, actually, for Barry.
Absolutely, yeah.
So there's so much going on there. You want to kind of give everyone an overview, listening, of what's going on? Is there a focus?
Well, sure. The foundation of the organization, especially as a nonprofit, would be to live by its mission statement. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm not going to read you the whole mission statement, but to sum it up, it's basically to facilitate more opportunities for the community to have access to a venue in which they can craft their, you know, art, whatever it may be.
Particular skills, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good, like, canvas kind of thing.
So there's art going on all the time.
Yeah, we're pretty...
I mean, visual performance, and just ideas. There's so many nonprofits, groups... just creative ideas that have been able to utilize the space as a platform. I know that there's like nonprofits that have literally been created and existed because of the organization. So it's just a fire starter.
Oh, I mean,
it is the
it is the hearth, if you will.
Yeah, one of the missions of the gallery from the beginning was to, you know, create a hub where all of these circles of creativity could come, have a good time, have fun, interact, you know, hopefully be inspired and, you know, put together some of their own collaboration so this these circles could interact more and become chains, you know, strong chains in the community. And it's been good to see that, you know, happen in various ways, and, you know, it will continue to happen. It's just part of what the gallery's about.
So go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about what you guys have going on for the 10th anniversary, because there's a series of shows going on.
All kinds of stuff.
Well, the first Friday, which is this Friday, April 3rd, will be the big shebang. And first Friday, you know, has grown tremendously over the last 10 years. And I would like to think that the gallery had a big impact and sway on all of that. But we will have on the stage the awesome few, the White Laces, Dave Watkins, and Lobo Marino,
awesome.
The music acts, and then Deepa DeJour and Deanna Danger from the burlesque community will be performing.
Fantastic.
RVA Dance Collective, mm-hmm. which is, I'm unfamiliar with, but supposedly they're awesome, and they'll be there doing their thing. Dave Watkins is going to have an installation upstairs that is a visual sound kind of deal, and then we're also blowing up 10 photos big style from
iconic images.
Big style
represent the past 10 years ago.
Yeah, they'll be hanging on the walls.
Crazy big style.
Crazy
big
large,
style.
Extra large big style. And then we're gonna have some video loops going, footage from throughout the 10 years of many of the things going on. And then outside, my crew, the Party Liberation Front, we close down the street these days a couple times a year and throw a big street party aspect to it. So we'll have fire performers, circus performers, DJs, all kinds of other things.
And it's completely free?
Always.
Oh, yeah. First Friday's completely free.
And there's one other thing.
Tell us.
Tell us more, Prabir.
There's inside the gallery to celebrate the 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a time capsule making thing.
Thing?
Yeah, so you got to help finish the time capsule.
So this is like a participatory, interactive aspect.
Did you just come up with this, or is this something
happened?
This is something that we've been... Well, the old... We are retiring the old sign that's been hanging up in front of the gallery, and we will debut a new sign on that night as well, which we're very excited about. Local artist Charles Berger is making it as we speak. But we're going to have kind of a cutout that mimics the old sign and use that as part of the time capsule. Did we not tell you about this, Amanda?
No, I'm just hearing about it.
Surprise!
Yay! So what's happening with the time capsule? Are you burying it somewhere?
Uh-huh.
Where is it being buried?
We can't tell you.
Someone
people will go and dig it up ahead of time.
Yeah. So this is
it going to be in Richmond near the gallery?
Look, I'll tell you later, all right?
Okay, it'll be buried at a top secret location, not to be disclosed. But what kind of other stuff is going in there?
Oh, I mean, you must show up. To witness.
Some glitter they dug from under the stage.
So stuff you bring with you, something for
you
the time
You don't have to
capsule?
Bring anything. We got everything covered.
You want like my shoes?
Just come. No. We got you covered. You just need to come.
No old band-aids or anything?
No, we're good.
That's
we just need your help. Yeah.
And how long do we anticipate this time capsule being buried for?
I was saying we do 10 years.
10 years.
We can, you know, you can open it in 2025 or beyond.
Nice.
I hope there's like random fingers or something 10 years from now, so we're like, how the hell did that get in there? Sorry.
Wouldn't it be cool though if 25 years from now they were like, whoa, they had paper back then?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like that. It'll probably just be like now.
The iPhone 85.
Yeah. It'll be like now, but it'll be like, you know.
I'd be wearing it.
Yeah, people will be dressing slightly different. That's it.
Can you believe that they only live to be like 80 years old?
Yeah.
10 years ago.
And the weather is supposed to be fantastic this weekend as well. I think spring is here. I wore sandals for one of the first times this year. But also it was cold this morning, so I ended up with sandals and a beanie on. And the first day, you guys know, like the first day you wear sandals of the year, like no one told your toenails. So I'm going to have to, like, take care of that tomorrow.
It must be that's on the.
I'm not going to look. I'm going to see myself. Yeah, I mean,
it's not my time.
So that's just a me thing?
That's just a you thing.
No, that's a me thing, too. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
So should we all
I got toenail else? Polish on from, like, August of last year, I think.
Well, that's definitely
right good. Right at the very edge.
I pretty much had that until I went on vacation last week. Yeah, and then my stepmother looked at my feet and was like, all right, girl, we're going to fix that.
Yeah, that's definitely on my to-do list this week or next.
So I got vacation put me one step ahead on preparations for spring.
Yeah.
I got a tan and my toenails painted.
Yeah!
It's pretty much it. I got to catch up on everything else, though.
I just want my tan lines back, you know, from the flip-flops. Mm-hmm. I miss having
do you really you really want those back?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that a badge of honor
it's,
on your
it's
feet?
Just, it reminds me that I live with my feet naked most of the time. I like
yeah. I hate shoes. Like, in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Agree to agree.
I just like the no fresh shoes. Air on my feet.
The hobbits do it.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, so Time Capsule, awesome. Come and participate and help craft a Time Capsule for Gallery 5
just,
that we will open in 10 years.
Yeah, it's just going to
show
be,
up.
Yeah, just come hang.
It's free. Show up. Do some crafting. Hear some awesome music. See some awesome art.
Drink some beer.
Do you guys have awesome selections on tap? Lots of local stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the bar at the gallery has really upped its game the last couple years.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And it's, you know.
I gotta see
it's
that.
My favorite bar in town.
So are you guys gonna put like a McDonald's cheeseburger inside the time capsule to see if it really lasts 10 years? Like I said.
Let's not.
That's Carrot Town Burgers and Fries. We'll
hopefully none
that.
Of my friends still eat that garbage. But no you kidding. Know, if anybody wants to bring that in, we'll look at you very sadly as you place it inside and then we'll tell you to get the fuck out. Okay. Can I say that on here?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
It's just the internet.
Good.
I love the fucking internet, man.
The internet is a great place to be.
The fucking internet's pretty good.
And while we ruminate on the internet, is it time for the second break?
Yeah, let's do that. We've got to play a tune. This is The Reckless Island. They've got a show this weekend, too, opening for Bad Fish at the National this Saturday night.
That's pretty awesome.
Good for them.
That'll be super
so,
fun.
So, good friends of ours.
Way
so
to go,
this
guys.
Is them with Burn here on Radio Rubber Room.
Woohoo.
Watching ourselves burn is what we've got to. So revenge will lead to what we want to. Oh. So we find ourselves alone, observing from the treetop. We want.
if you ought to. Cry, baby, cry. If you want to. Die, baby, die. If you want to.
Listening to Radio Rubber Room. Make sure you follow us at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Or better yet, write Facebook, request a love button specifically for our page because like just isn't strong enough a word. Enjoy the show.
Greetings and/or salutations. I'm Derek from Radio Rubber Room. You may not know this about me, but I cry once a day. For no reason at all, just to let it out. I'm here to warn you about a danger that is growing by the minute, leaving families stricken in fear, forcing them to leave their homes, and destroying the moral fiber of society itself, leaving our communities in peril, and single-handedly shredding the Constitution of the United States of America. By now you must know what I'm talking about. The serial street flasher, or the SSFs. It is not clearly known why these poor souls feel the urge to share the full, unadulterated view of their frontal portions in public. Scientists are baffled. Politicians are scrambling. Vegans are reconsidering. But this threat is ever rising, taking a toll on the day-to-day lives of everyone. The statistics show that it is likely certain and even possible that you and everyone you cherish will bear the torment of being forced to witness the unbearable acts of these foul-minded flashers once every day. This could result in suicide rates rising to 10,000%, non-sexuality, and further unspeakable acts. So be wary of flashers in your area. Look out for older men with mustaches and/or sunglasses, or a combination of the two. Probably. They will most definitely be wearing trench coats or a robe and no pants. So if you see any middle-aged men in jackets, you should avoid them altogether. Be alert. They might flash you, or your baby, or your mother, or Gam Gam. Also be alert that your baby might be a serial flasher. We are receiving an increasing number and reports of baby flashers. The rate of baby flashers has been on the rise since the early 90s, since the release of Nirvana's Nevermind. If you have seen a flasher or think you might be one yourself, contact the authorities immediately. But also beware of police flashers. It's hard to know who's on your side sometimes. Together, we can make this a flash-free America.
John Lee Design.
Build your website.
John Lee Designs will meet all your web development and graphic design needs.
Elegant, sleek.
John Lee is highly experienced in all aspects of XHTML,
CSS,
Java,
PHP,
HTML, and web development.
Jonlee design.com.
Or johnleedesign@gmail.com. Or call him anytime at
804-829-0633. Sexy.
Sexy.
Help yourself.
Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ass clown.
Are you going through gold bond or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ass clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ass clown.
Well, new from Spoof Co. comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue. Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur, mixed with cashmere and mink pelts.
Ass cloud.
Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ass cloud.
You'll be down to one square. Two tops, depending on your diet.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ass cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ass cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ass cloud.
And old pennies.
Ass cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ass cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do. Ass cloud.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room.
Are we back?
We are back.
Okay, good.
I just want to cut you off once because it's fun to watch your face go.
No, that's okay. I don't mind. You can do it anytime.
Ooh. It's really okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's more fun. Wow. It's more fun when you don't expect it.
I didn't wink when I said it.
It's true.
There was an eyelid like flutter there. It wasn't really a full wink.
That's the rail.
It's just the cherry Coke talking. Cherry Coca-Cola.
That does make mine flutter as well.
It's all that sugar.
I haven't had one of these in, like, years. I don't like it that much.
Probably bad for the Coca-Cola company.
Yeah. They don't advertise with us or anything.
So. No. So, until they do, we don't have to say nice things about them.
Coke Zero. Like, what is that?
If you don't like Coke, you don't like polar bears.
Nothing. I call that.
Why does that exist?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think Cherry Coke has anything to do with polar bears, though. I think that's just the Coke Classic. And only around Christmas time.
Red, white, and you.
Yeah. Oh.
What's going to happen when, you know, the inevitability of the polar bear extinction?
That's going to be bad for Coca-Cola.
I mean, I know
it's... Or it'll just get,
but
like,
more so the world, I think.
Yeah, the more so the world, but I wonder if, to get a leg in the game, I wonder if Coca-Cola will start some sort of, like, epic conservation.
Like save the polar bear.
Yeah.
Think of all the polar bear poachers that are going to lose their jobs, man. It's going to be...
I think it would be awesome if Coca-Cola started a conservation fund.
Why haven't they done that yet?
That's what I'm saying.
Where have they been? This is like a new thing.
Yeah. See, I think they're going to distance themselves way before that because some idiot drinking Coke is going to like want to film himself for YouTube, like at the zoo, hanging out with polar bears, and he's going to get like mauled or something. And then they're going to be like, well,
that
guess that ruins our polar bears.
Have you ever considered
that's like three
being
birds with one stone.
Yeah.
They're really nice creatures until any other creature is near them. That's how they are, polar bears.
That's perfect. I had to think that one through for
the
one second.
The candid filmographer filming polar bears doing, like, snow slides.
I'll tell you, I watched a documentary on the Arctic, and then I saw the making of it, and the guy definitely has... his camera, like, you know, in the documentary you see an up-close shot of the polar bear, and I was watching it like, wow, I wonder how they got that close. Like, is it a crazy zoom, or like, what
he's
are they doing?
He's in a box.
No, he's like 4 or 5 feet away from the polar bear, and in the making of, they show both of them, like, coming up at the same time, and then the polar bear just kind of looks and wanders off elsewhere.
I mean, they're a lot more docile when you feed them, like, 14 seals first.
I guess so, but still, just in... putting myself in that situation, I was like,
They didn't go the grizzly man route.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Good. Heck no. Yo, too soon?
Nah.
No.
So he survived. He's fine.
Oh, he's fine. He's like a super famous filmmaker. Like, he does, that's what he's known for.
I'm just waiting for the great shark man. The great white shark man. I want to see that.
Yeah.
No protection, swimming with the greats.
Yeah.
I've actually seen that.
Yeah.
He balances that shark on the top of his finger.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Anyways.
Yeah. I want to ride a blue whale. I think that would be
cool. And blue whales, oh my.
That would be
awesome. All of those things terrifying.
Like making like a little submarine kind of capsule onto a blue whale and like going down and shit.
That would be cool.
Why don't they have that? Let's
probably
domesticate
blue
whales
tomorrow.
Are
they?
Yeah, but if we domesticated them.
I might have made that up.
Domesticate them?
I don't think you can domesticate a blue whale, do you?
That is a big
question. They're enormous. Like, enormous.
Bigger than Shamu, it's way bigger than
the
Shamu.
The largest animal that's ever lived.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bigger than dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Like, currently.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that whales, like
really?
Actually
yeah.
evolved from land mammals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, not only do we come from the ocean, we return from time to time.
Yeah, it's all a cycle, bro.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there are a lot of interesting theories that get passed around the blogger world for science fiction future prediction kind of stuff. And
tell me more.
The very fact that there is a lot of greenhouse gases that are being flung around all over the place is going to create a pretty large impact at some point, and it could mean that
certainly, I don't think in our generation, unfortunately, that's what it is. It's not in our generation. Therefore, no one, you know, puts the concerted effort forward. But long term, it will kick in, and it will create problems, and it will create a shift in how we live. And so there are some people that do think that mammalian life underwater will then become the more prevalent
life to rule the world.
Because they're intelligent, they have language, they communicate, you know. They don't have opposable thumbs, but you know.
Underwater, opposable thumbs are much less useful.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well,
they said the greenhouse gases there are going to be killing them off sooner because of
the acidification. Yeah, sure. But the ones that evolved
to adapt
to it, yeah.
And they're about to make Aquaman really cool again in the movies.
Aquaman so is really cool.
Yeah,
but he's about to get cooler.
A lot of people don't know this, but Aquaman defeated Superman in a fight. He's way more badass.
That's not going to happen in these new movies.
Yeah, so. Probably, but he started the.
He made a cameo though, and. In the new Superman. We didn't see it. It was like when Superman was floating around and there were all the wells and everything. Supposedly that was Aquaman, like controlling the animals to help.
It's not my theory.
Well, very cool. Guys, so we can go around between the three of you. And this might be a tough question, but I'm going to try it anyway. Favorite, and you maybe want to pick three, favorite Galaxy 5 moment you've had individually in 10 years?
You're starting with me.
Whoever. We can,
Ladies first.
You don't have to give us all three at once. We can.
I will say, I was always focused more on the visual arts end. Prevere, definitely the performance art. There's people in the other performance art. Parker also in the visual arts, also performance art. The nude art show was definitely an experience. It was, just being able to do that, look out the windows and see, the thousands of people. I never seen that many people in my entire life. Especially in Richmond, just to see how, it was something that was controversial, it was shocking. I know how fast we put that, the idea, the concept, the show together. It was 3 weeks from the beginning, the idea being created, and putting it together and existing, and all the promotion, all within 3 weeks, and just to see the support of that type of event. That was definitely something I remember. But also my other experience, I think the paper exhibition, I know it's random, but I remember that being so much fun. We covered every single square inch of the wall with paper of people's diary entries, journal entries. And
that does sound cool.
Yeah, we had, I think the Times-Dispatch was a sponsor and donated everything that we had donated. And we had gotten, were recycled at the end of the event. So we actually had Richmond Recycle Company. I'm not sure the name of the recycling company. It was an independent company. Anyway, they were there, and we encouraged everyone to bring their recyclable materials because the downtown area didn't have recycling bins for businesses, so we were trying to really encourage the recycling for businesses in downtown Richmond. So we had the bins out there. Not many people brought shit, but still, it was there, and the whole concept of recycle your goods. But it was just so much fun. I remember sliding across the floor and wieners and shit like that.
Wieners.
So always wieners. A lot of wieners.
And, things like that do, have to start somewhere and grow. So, that one recycling, attempt, even though it didn't go completely well, one day will prevent the whales from ruling the land. It's a start. Yeah.
Full circle.
It's a start.
Take your steps.
There you go.
But in the ocean, they got it.
For now. There's a shitload of plastic floating around.
Yeah, I know, right? I would say that maybe this isn't a specific favorite moment, but one of my favorite things about the last decade would be whenever there was one thing that you could cross off the list, that made me really happy. It's like, oh, okay, we have a stage. Let's celebrate. All right, okay. Oh, good, we have, a bar. Great. Oh, okay, good. Oh, good, there's, a compliant code for this now. Wonderful,
We're now legally a 501c3.
Yeah, every time there was some sort of small step that was just, kind of a making of an organization kind of step, all of those combined, I would say, is probably one of my favorites.
And then you've got this thing now. And it's got all these things.
And it's ever-changing, and it has to, it's very much so a breathing, living thing. It has to ebb and flow with however city planners are changing this, or if there's anything that's going to happen that's, potentially going to impact the functionality of an outdoor thing, or, you know, there's an always, there's just always something.
See, I never pay attention to those things. That's what we had you here for.
Kavir looks very excited about it.
I was just thinking, let's just make some magic. And he was like, oh, no, let's reel you in a bit, honey.
Yeah, but...
let's follow the rules first.
Well, that's how great things happen.
Yeah.
That's why you need to...
Oh, it was, you know, when we first opened, it was just like... the most like chaotic, amazing, you know, so many different things happening everywhere. It was just like this like super lightning bolt of like pure energy had like struck, and we were like, oh, we gotta make that lightning bolt like keep striking
every month
forever. And then, you know, we were trying to like outdo ourselves, and you know, it was just like kind of exhausting after a little while. You know, we got a little burnt out, but you know, one of my favorite things is a yearly show that still happens called the Carnival of Five Fires. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the shows that I get to focus on and help produce every year with a team of people every year. And you know, I'm a big Burning Man person. I've been to Burning Man about 9 times, and there's regional burns and all this stuff, and I was greatly influenced by going to Burning Man in 2003, a couple years before the gallery opened, and it had all the things that I love and appreciate in one area. And I brought all of the lessons I learned and, you know, the creative experience aspect to that, to the gallery, and that's what we try to create with the carnival. And a lot of the shows, actually, in the early days were, you know, you walked in and you were in a different, like, realm. You know, you were in a different experience. It wasn't just art placed on the walls. Like, you felt like you had entered, like, another
world.
I think that was what was
so exhausting about it, is that we had to transform the gallery every month. It wasn't just what was on the walls. We had to create an installation, the entire space.
Yeah.
Had to be
Luckily, though, like, we learned that you can have the big shows and then, you know, get a little bit more modest for a couple months, a little tone it down, and then have another big show and then, you know, tone it down. So, but the carnival, you know, we get to have, you know, a little bit of what's going to be going on Friday. You know, the fire performers outside, a lot more like burlesque and belly dance and, you know, circus arts, and a little bit weirder, quote-unquote, quirkier, maybe darker artwork upstairs. And this year I'm very excited about the carnival because it will be another 10-year anniversary of All the Saints Theater Company.
Nice.
Which is my good friend Lily Lamberta, and the Halloween parades. And she used to also have spaghetti dinners and other events at the gallery all the time as well before she got her own spaces. But this year we're going to have the whole upstairs filled with her giant puppets and costumes and flyers and pictures. It'd be a nice 10-year retrospective.
That's
of that.
That's fantastic.
So.
Well, very cool, very cool. We do have to get to another break, but before we do, I want to go and let everyone know where they can find out more about Gallery 5 and keep up with all the different things going on.
Yeah, it's gallery5arts.org.
Gallery5arts.org?
Gallery5arts.org.
Excellent. And you guys have Facebook and
Gallery
events
5
and
on Facebook.
Very cool. This next band is going to be actually playing one of the 10th anniversary series on Sunday with Friend Roulette. And actually, I had it right in front of me, and then I lost it. Friend Roulette and Recluse Raccoon. That is this Sunday for the Gallery 5, the 10th anniversary series. This is Night Idea with Fly here in Radio Rubber Room. And also in this break, we're going to hear from Dr. Khan with Fatback. Dr. Khan is... Dr. Khan is actually recording their new album here at Soundcheck Studios. Where in this break, you will hear their tuned Fatback. We'll be back with more of the folks at Gallery 5.
Oh, Practice makes perfect. I'm practicing imperfection, and I'm starting to be really good at it.
Global warming is a serious problem. It can cause sweaty britches, most certainly leading to deadly crotch rot. That's why I use Cooling's Cooling Gel, the gel that generates a cooling effect that you can rub anywhere on your body. Apply Cooling Gel directly to the skin of any warm area and become immediately soothed as Cooling Gel goes to work for you, sending heat away from the body. It's so moist. Is that going to be too much? Rub it into the flesh. Cooling's Cooling Gel doesn't just cool you. Millions of tiny bubbles pop, creating a tingling sensation. That's just, great.
It feels so good.
You'll surely stay hydrated as Cooling Gel's patented sweat barrier formula creates a long-lasting film that protects your pores. It's in my mouth. It's starting to get really cold. No more, please. No, seriously, no more, please. It's like 100 degrees out here. I'm freezing. Does it ever stop cooling? I think I'm getting frostbite. Long frigid winters bringing you down? Try Cooling's heating cream. It burns! It burns bad! My skin is blistering! Get it off of me!
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. It's no secret that I like food. But what I like even more than food is food stuffed into other food. Stuffing food into other food can be a frustrating endeavor. Trust me, I know. Newly developed in Grandpa's tool shed comes Sean's Food Stuffins. Sean's Food Stuffins are so simple. Get classics like bacon stuffed chicken donut and chocolate ice cream spaghetti burger. You can even get a whole pizza with a bag of chips inside. My favorite. Get cottage cheese stuffed apple. Acid reflux a problem? Get Pepto-Bismol filled sandwich. What's even better than food stuffed into other food, you ask? Food that's stuffed into other food with even more food stuffed inside. That's why all of my products come in 100% edible packaging. Delicious. Check out my new licorice stuffed hot dogs with meat-like pretzel coating and caramel drizzle. Sean's Food Stuffins, because constipation is no picnic.
Let's get together, what do you-
Business with Radio Rubber Room. Send any inquiries to sponsoring RRR at gmail.com. That's sponsoringrrr at gmail.com. Sponsoring RRR at gmail.com. Radio Rubber Room, putting RVA music into as many ear holes as possible.
I'm Radley Rockwell Man, greatest rocker that ever lived. I've written, recorded, and produced more platinum albums than even I know about. Do you wish you could be as awesome a frontman as I? Well, now you can, man. Come to Radley Rockwell's Rock and Roll Rock Shop for young rockers who want to be better frontmen in rock and roll bands. Or ARRARRFYRWWTBFIRRB. Not everyone gets into the rock shop who applies. Too fat, too ugly, too good looking. What are you, a woman? Don't be ridiculous, man. Like one of our first alumni, Keith Richards, you must maintain a blood alcohol content of at least 3.5% or higher at all times. Enroll in classes like how to not choke on your vomit, the correct way to destroy your equipment, where to score the most best drugs, hair care, power sliding, music theory, and how to amplify your package 101, 201, 301, and remedial. You think you're already a badass? Well, you're not, because you haven't taken my class, man. Is your band already on the road? Take one of our correspondence courses and we'll get on the bus and come to you. Do you need financial aid? It's available. Already think you're an established rocker? Well, you're never going to be the greatest rocker who ever lived. But you can come close if you take my class, man. For more information, go to RRRARRFYRWWTBIRRB.
Radio Bubble Room. Radio Bubble Room. Radio Bubble Room.
God damn it! God damn it! We got show!
Radio Bubble Room.
Yeah, we got still, we got show
in your home.
And we are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. We are here with our friends from Gallery 5.
Hello.
What is up?
I'm excellent.
Fantastic.
I'm on my second Barks root beer here. I'm getting crazy.
Parker's getting crazy.
You're not driving. Is somebody driving?
I'm driving.
Oh my gosh.
After two Barks?
No, that's good.
Two Barks?
I'm fine.
Two should be fine. It's been about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Five Barks.
I'll pee it all out.
Score.
Yeah. I think it's two Barks per, like a Barks per hour, you're fine.
I got a good cheese and wine buzz going on myself.
I did. I took Sean to the Fresh Market today.
Awesome.
I found out
it's magical, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I found out a couple months ago. I was like, Sean, I gotta run a couple errands stuff by the Fresh Market, and I found out grocery stores are like Sean's favorite thing in the world.
Really, I like to sometimes, like, I'm so poor, like, I just like to sometimes go and fill a whole cart up with shit that I would buy if I could, and then I leave.
And just leave it there.
Yeah, I'm like, man, it would be nice.
Yeah.
You should start, like, blogging that, though.
Yeah.
And just peace out. Say where you were when you were there. This is the full cart. I'm the fuck out of here.
Like, I'm always just like, maybe if I just fill it up and, like, get in line near the right old lady, you know? And I'm like, oh, man, I forgot my wallet. And she's like, don't worry, Shug, I got this. You know? And she's like...
That'd be sweet.
That's the way to go right there. It happens all the time in some places.
You're looking for an advanced cougar.
Yeah, dude.
Just excellent. A very specific, like narrow version of sugar mama. Just like a grocery sugar mama.
Like, at, like... Fresh Market, they got all this shit sitting out and stuff, and, like, I try everything. So that's one of the things I love. Like, I don't know if you're supposed to, but, like,
and
I'm not going to...
coffee samples. When you go in, the coffee samples
right?
is the best.
They got nuts, like, sitting out and shit. I taste all this shit. I tasted so much stuff while I was there. Like, peanut butter that when you press a button, it grinds the nuts right in front of you, dude.
Whoa. And they got samples of that, too.
And I'm sampling everything.
I know where I'm going right after this is over.
Yeah, right. The Fresh Market snack bar.
Just sample shit, like... You know, they don't expect that kind of thing, so they don't ever do anything to handle it. You know, they're just like, oh, whatever.
Is anybody going to come smack your hand
away? No, dude, like, it's soccer moms in there and shit. Like, they don't give a damn. The kids that work there are all, like, hipster looking, you know? And it's soccer moms that are customers, and they're like, they might be like, oh, I scoff at you. You know, but, like, that's the worst
thing. If you can handle a good scoffing. And
yeah, like, oh, shit, I ate a mozzarella cheese ball out of the bath.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck. That's when I just look back at them and, like, growl as it's, like, kind of, like, falling out of my mouth.
Like, eat, like, seven of them and be like, oh. Yeah.
So I feel like at this point, if you did do the whole cart thing, you still would have a fairly empty cart.
Because I ate so much.
Yeah.
Lay off, I'm grazing.
The best part is the Price Club. When you go to Price Club, there's like that lady, and she's like, try this thing.
I feel like I should take you there sometime. I don't have a membership or anything,
man,
so I gotta find somebody who does.
You did.
Those I think you'd be fun in there. Weird. Man.
They're crazy.
Oh my
they're really
they're
crazy.
Deal, the bulk for place. Most part, I don't think. I mean, because I'm in the food industry now, so just like those are not actual deals. You need to like the restaurant depot. That's.
I just remember I got lost in there. I went with a buddy one time. I got lost, and he's calling. We're talking. They're like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I see peanut butter and pillows." And
yeah.
Motor oil.
I'm buying lawnmowers and the.
There's no like really.
Yeah, there's not really an organization.
Hot dog cups.
Yeah.
Hot dog cups. And.
What is a hot dog cup?
The containers, the paper containers to hold hot dogs.
Yes. They got cups though.
Sleeves?
They're called trays.
Like,
hot dog paper. There's probably an industry name for them that no one knows.
Cups?
Yeah, they call them jibs.
Jibs. Jibs is the correct industry jargon for them. We made that up.
Tumblr?
Yeah.
Tumblr?
What's the website?
That's the name of the cups that you're talking about.
Oh.
A hot dog.
Oh, you work in hot dogs. I forgot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're called tumblers?
Which ones are you talking about?
Like, the long, like, Subway-looking things. They're, like, 7 inches long. They're, like, little frilly, and they got little, like, scalloped edges.
The wax papers?
Oh, well, we're gonna... We can just drop
sure.
it. Going.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on.
I'm a hot dog expert.
Well, so Gallery 5 is a non-profit.
Yes.
So a lot of the funding comes through donations. How do you gather those donations
well,
and such?
Of course, attending any event ever is always encouraged as the, you know, easiest way to donate. But definitely getting assistance from the community to keep the doors open requires a little bit more than just showing up every now and then. And so we do take donations. You can go to gallery5arts.org and donate on there. If you want, you can donate when you're there. Just show up and be like, hey, you know, I want to...
Do you guys ever need labor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
All the time.
So there are lots of ways to get involved. If you don't have money to donate, you can donate your time and effort.
Yeah.
Your body.
I'm
not afraid of heights or live animals.
Hey, the roof needs a lot of work, my friend, if you want to get on the roof and get sweaty.
Are there any live animals on the roof?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Some dead here. Ones, too.
Right up your alley, Sean. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Is the roof flat? Is it flat?
No, it's not. But it's one of the best. It's an awesome view. I think that's when Park and I first met. I took him up there.
Yeah, I can't tell you what happened after that.
One time I was like at Gallery 5 and I was wasted and I was like, I got a piss and there was a line and I went upstairs.
That's a problem.
And that was a problem. Yeah.
That is a problem.
Did you pee in the bathroom upstairs?
Yeah, I peed in the bathroom. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know where that was going. You were like, yeah, I found a random sink.
I would have got away with it, but like some other people were like, what's that dude doing? Like, what's going on with that dude? And then there was like a line behind me. And like, I'm like in the bathroom and I hear the lady like, what are you guys doing up here? And I'm like, oh, shit. And I just like turned the light off and hung out for a minute and snuck out of there.
Smart. You pulled one over on Gallery 5.
Gotcha.
Well, Sean, you're not going to be here next week.
Yep.
You're going to be, you told me
I'm
last
going
week,
to Gallery
5. You're going to Gallery 5, you're going to show.
Yep.
So you're skipping
Tuesday.
Out on us to hang out with you
Sorry.
Guys. That's okay.
Sweet.
That's okay. But we're going to do, we're going to have him call in.
Yeah.
I'm
live?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to be in the middle of the dance pit. I don't know if you guys know, like, have you guys ever seen Dan Deacon before? It's like, yeah.
It's going to be
pretty dancey.
Yeah.
And, so Sean's going to call in.
During the danciness. And just like hold my phone up, and be like, listen. It'll sound crazy as shit, Sam Deacon. I mean,
awesome. I'm looking forward to that already. I wish it was next Tuesday, like now.
Yeah, and I live right around the corner, so I can like get wasted and then like walk there.
Stumble home.
Yep. That's well, I don't have ID, so I'm not gonna be drinking there, but
no
I can drink at home. It's fine. I
haven't
had ID.
We know to watch you now to make sure you're not bringing a 40 inside.
Always a good idea, Michelle.
Which actually used to happen back in the day. Like, well, it happened twice, and then we busted the kids. And
I retired from that in like 2013. But like the sport jacket? No, from bringing like PBRs into bars.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the sport jacket,
man. You were that guy we kicked out all the time.
The sport jacket was the key. You could hold like 6 beers in a sport jacket.
There was always a guy with a PBR.
Not always.
Yeah, it's fine until you go to a bar and they're like, we ran out of PBR like an hour ago.
Like, I didn't sell PBR. That's when we knew. It was like when they didn't even sell it.
Yeah.
Ice House.
You're not drinking
what
tingling.
cans of beers do you guys sell?
It's not even legal anymore.
What kind of cans of beers do you guys have?
Can't tell you.
Barks.
Stick with Barks, you're good.
One Barks per hour, you're good to walk.
Nice.
Good to walk. And dry.
Nice. My plan is to like wait till a huge group of people go in and then just go in like I was smoking a cigarette or something. That usually works half the time.
It won't this time.
Not anymore.
Sorry.
Now they're watching you.
Yeah.
I think you might be banned. I think you might be
too much.
I've taken a picture of your face. It's gonna be plastered with a watch this guy.
Watch out for this 30-year-old without an ID.
Yeah.
Be careful of him.
Check his pockets.
Do
his sports
check his pockets.
Coat.
Fine, because you said that, I'm going to show up in whitey tighties.
And if he goes upstairs, follow him.
All right, cool.
Especially if you have whitey tighties.
I wish that that was a thing, like, where we could just, like, get, like... Because I know it's going to be a bunch of people, like, dressed in normal clothes, but it's, like, a huge dance scene. So I want to wear, like, a crazy outfit
totally
and, like,
come,
stick out.
No, come
look
crazy, man.
You know,
Absolutely.
We have a hot dog
What's
outfit that lives there now.
Yeah.
You might be able to wear that.
That
since
would be awesome.
You know, it kind of like, you know, makes sense with everything that we've been talking about.
Yeah, I'm a hot
you're
dog
talking
expert.
About, yeah, and you're
hot,
I know.
That's what I was about to,
I cooked hot dogs for 3 years professional level. That is a tough level to get into.
He is a professional hot dog chef.
Where are these dogs?
City dogs.
At?
Mm.
Oh, it's
city dogs.
Do they have veggie dogs as well?
They do.
Oh,
they do.
Huh? Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, fantastic. Well, guys, we got to get to another break. Play a tune. This song is called Hot Dog. Oh, wait. It's called It's Getting Old off the Trillions' new album here on Radio Rubber Room.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you might be finding yourself getting too much action in the bedroom. It's time for Sean's tips to help you not get laid. Tip number 311. Select one outfit and stick with it for as long as possible. Seeking out the unfashionable.
Rich people have always tried to one-up each other's richness since the invention of money. You get a Mercedes, your wealthy tampon tycoon neighbor gets a brand new Bentley monster truck. Flying in style in your new chopper, bam, your neighbor rocks the block in his customized jetpack. Fear no more, my friends. One-of-a-kind fashions are now available from the owners of Stanley Stevens Endangered Wildlife and Game Hunting Preserve. You'll be looking as rich and arrogant as ever in your panda fur bell bottoms with bottle nose dolphin liner. Are you afraid you're not rich enough to afford that ass to head hair transplant? Bald eagle ball caps are now available, now with 100% more eagle. Beat the cold in your flashy new rhinoceros windbreaker. Don't forget about your ride. Pimp it out with California redwood side paneling. Here at Stanley Stevens Endangered Wildlife and Game Hunting Preserve, accidents happen, but you'll be sure to know that your magnificent whooping crane necktie will have you keeping up with the Joneses, because it's only one of 11 in existence. Stanley Stevens Endangered Wildlife and Game Hunting Preserve. You'll be looking as rich and arrogant as ever.
Hey guys, it's Chanel from Radio Rubber Room, and I want to see you on the dance floor at Emilio's at Radio Rubber Room Presents every other Wednesday night. 10 p.m. free at Emilio's downtown at the corner of Meadow and Broad. Bring your dancing shoes. Mention this ad. I will give you a free hug, possibly a bonus high five.
This is Sean, and I want to hear your band on Radio Rubber Room, the club sandwich of radio shows. Do you want to be the bacon on this club sandwich? Email your music to rubberroommusic@gmail.com. Club sandwich.
You can't judge a book by its cover, but you can definitely judge people by the books they read. Or at least the ones that they have on their shelves and pretend to read.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room, we believe, we think.
Most days.
Think anyway, most days.
It is right now.
Yeah.
It is right now. It's radio.
I'm glad the power only went out for like a second.
Me too.
Because if it would have been like an hour, it would still be out right now.
Oh my gosh, I just saw that movie, It Follows, that scary movie.
I've not seen it.
And when the power went out, I was like, man, that movie sucked.
That's fair. I mean, that's just, you know.
Is there any particular reason or context?
I mean, he got scared. No, I didn't get scared at all. That's the problem.
You did kind of jump in his lap.
I know. Like that was because bit. I was
like
thinking.
Like the leg wrap.
I was thinking
like
of Stewie Doo and Shaggy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you just were looking for an excuse to cuddle up.
With Parker? We don't need excuses yeah. for that. Right.
Just, yeah, happens.
It just kind of happens. Yeah.
It was just convenient
at
that moment.
Is it cold enough? Is it a Friday? Has it been a month?
Who cares?
Yeah, that kind of
right?
stuff.
Gotcha.
Kind of, how drunk is Premier right now?
Yeah.
Very cool. So, what does the next 10 years hold for Gallery 5?
Well, a lot of robots.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
I mean, who doesn't love robots?
Thumbs up
for Sean.
A lot
of shiny objects. Mm-hmm. A lot of levitating things. A lot of wireless stuff.
Yes.
You know, yeah, just embracing the future, really.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully in the process continuing to be an open canvas for the community as it has been. But yeah, more robots.
More robots.
Definitely more fire spin.
I would at least like to think that at some point we could figure out a way to get a Roomba in there.
Yeah, but it's a great opportunity to bring up Nick, who's not here tonight, but Nick is like the current director, and he came on originally as an intern and
2009.
Would do literally anything, like plunge toilets and hang artwork. He was
and
a
smile
trooper.
The whole time.
And smile! Goodness! He is a very positive person. And during all of our negativity and stress.
Wait a minute.
Very positive person. Honestly, anybody to see the torch pass to and to see someone. And of course, the torch has never passed because we are always. And there's so many people that make up the organization. But to see someone doing like most of the day-to-day stuff, Nick is a trooper. He's passionate. He's motivated. He's a really good guy. So.
I think with any organization or anything that is open to the community and invites a lot of different circles in, you have to keep it fresh,
mm-hmm.
you know. You know, we try to do that with RVA Magazine, with Gallery 5, and there's always the next generations that are, like, becoming involved, and that's really important. So, you know, with the gallery, we're seeing the next generations, you know, get excited about being involved and doing things there. And
that's where a lot of the new ideas will come from.
Absolutely.
Is that because when they show up, they're like, Parker, who are you? Because that happens. You feel old. You feel a little old sometimes.
Doesn't happen to me. No, I'm kidding.
You actually look younger since
it's happened to me twice.
Yeah. I think it's because I'm finally embracing the Richmond beard thing out of laziness more than anything else. I'm just kind of like, I can't.
Shaving's a pain in the ass.
I can't eat
it. They say it's mostly laziness. Mine is because of slope neck.
Oh, yeah.
It's more because of aesthetic. Slope neck. Yeah. Like,
is that a medical condition, John?
Yes, big time. It's when the lower lip connects directly to the neck.
But one other thought for, you know, things in the future, as Amanda was pointing out, that, you know, Nick is kind of really pulling a lot of the carts forward right now, and he's awesome. You know, he can't say enough wonderful things about him. But, you know, like, this month is a good example of what he does or is capable of doing, because, you know, we had, like, for example, Todd Berry and Dan Deacon and Gigantic Opening, and, you know, just coordinating a month's worth of stuff.
That was such a funny story.
Okay, sure.
Nothing just happened.
For those who couldn't witness it, Amanda was breakdancing. Coordinating an entire month's worth of content is a difficult task. But not only did he do that, but he also made it like Todd Berry and Dan Deacon. We decided to kind of like say, all right, let's make it big, and he's able to do that. Also, a big help is the new board of directors. They're awesome. They are a very diverse set of individuals that are capable of facilitating a lot of different thoughts and moving forward on things in terms of the protocol that keeps a organization afloat. So there's a lot of great stuff happening there. And
awesome. And you guys are also really great about getting new bands in and hooking them up with other bands. I think a lot of our goals with Radio Rubber Room are very much in line with what Gallery 5 does, and we are looking forward to working with you guys in the future. But for other organizations and bands and people who want to be involved with Gallery 5 or want to play at Gallery 5 or want to exhibit at Gallery 5, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, just go to the website. The website's got it all. It's
follow the links.
Follow the links.
That was what I was saying with Parker, and of course I didn't mean to like step on toes when I said that, but
Did you mean to drop boxes?
No, when we're becoming obsolete because we are older, but the gallery exists for everyone, and that was the coolest thing about it is that.
Where did this come from?
It's a space for everyone, and the whole reason, you know, that we continue to grow is that we were able to be a voice for new emerging artists and new groups, new businesses, new organizations, and especially bands and artists. And I think that no matter how old we get, how old and Rippy the board gets,
how old Gallery 5 gets.
Yeah, how Gallery 5 gets, it's still there to be a space to represent new ideas. And
it's pretty awesome.
I think that that's always going to be our mission. So.
Yeah.
I like that when y'all say that. It's like a blank canvas, you know, because like I live at this house venue called Our House. We've talked about it a lot on the show, but it's like the same kind of thing where we're like, this is just a place for people to come and do things where they wouldn't have a chance otherwise, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of more underground scene, but
that's what the term we used to use, I think we stopped using a while ago just because
there's rats down there.
Yeah, there are definitely rats in the basement that actually doesn't exist, but there's buried treasure under there, I think. The underground, it's just like that term. That term is just sometimes represents other aspects of the artistic community, and we didn't want it to be like, you know, these are people doing things that are necessarily so different. I mean, because these things are different, but we just really want to say that, you know, this is the Richmond community, and it's new ideas, but it's also something that are
One thing that I hear from a lot of people, like from out of town, when I talk to out of town bands and shit, is they're like, when I come to Richmond, I'm surprised that there's so many bands.
Yeah.
You know, we have more bands than a lot of places, and it's because of places like Gallery 5, you know, where they can come and play shows like more easily, you know.
Because we do cities. Have those venues. Yeah, where...
I remember, this is a long time ago, but I do remember the first time that the gallery was written up on online for being a kind of music venue at more than just a Richmond level. This is, of course, like, the internet world going super great by the time Gallery 5 has come into existence, but it's still not, you know... Like, I would say the internet has changed a lot in 10 years. Mm, you know,
a little worse.
Yeah.
MySpace was the big thing back
right.
then.
But it was so funny because...
Is it not now?
We're going back to
2008 is the year you're looking for.
Friendster, man.
That's when the internet changed.
That didn't last long.
Oh, well. Sorry. But in any case, I remember when Hotel Lights played, which was Darren Jesse's band from Ben Folds 5, and that got written up on Pitchfork, and it was like the first time that Gallery 5 was... written up as a venue, like somewhere out in the world that wasn't, you know, just a Richmond thing. And then, like, I remember from that moment, I used to do all the booking. I remember, like, my emails went from, I was getting like 20 emails a week to like 200 after that Pitchfork article went up. And then as other bands started coming through and other promoters started bringing in kind of larger acts, you know, you start seeing like Ted Leo associated with that place, where you see like the Evens are playing there.
Dr. Dog,
yeah.
And I still get booking emails, and now I run a different business, and I'm getting them through my cake business.
Yeah,
booking emails.
Yeah, people
I'm
like playing in that
not
room.
Not kidding.
Yeah, people like playing in that room. So, but yeah, you know, it's funny to look back on it and kind of think about how.
Exponentially it's grown.
Yeah, because, you know, initially, I was saying earlier, like, one of the real big celebrations, one of the big milestones in Gallery 5 history is how we got the stage.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a really monumentous occasion, because before that, I was renting stages. I was going to party places or whatever, finding deals on who can... rent this stage for this amount. Oh, we got this because the bands need a stage, you know. Like
right. Scott Jenkins actually donated the stage, and then James Robinson actually built
Robertson.
Built the
it's
stage.
It's a fun story though, because Amanda and I were like pretty bummed out on the stage situation and the costs that go into keeping this thing open.
Yeah,
and we were walking past Scott's garage, on whatever street it was on. And I remember we just stopped and we were like, what is this place? And he was like, oh, this is my warehouse space, this is my studio, blah, blah, blah. I think that's right.
I don't think that's how it happened, but it's okay.
It was something like, I went, no, I remember what it was. We went and celebrated at the Village after we got to the stage, because he had mentioned, like,
he told
guys,
us.
Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
We went.
Yeah, it was news to me, though, when I went there, and I was like,
he was a big supporter of ours, and he had it and didn't need it, or didn't use it as often, and he really wanted to help us out.
And then the frame got built for one of the carnivals.
Yeah.
And it has stayed since then. But James Robertson, why? My last name's Robinson. That's why it's very hard for me to.
Robertson
is just, but has done so much work there as far as
carpentry. One of my favorite Amanda moments, actually.
There's a lot, I'm sure.
There's two. So here's one of them. When we went to go to the Village, do you remember what you brought with you? You brought one
squirrel?
Of the you brought one of the steel beams up the stage with a ribbon around it.
Oh, I did.
Celebrate, to be like, we have a stage now.
That's
and
right.
I was like, we do have a stage. Ah! You know, that's those were like the moments that
I
was like, that's
yeah.
awesome.
It's all in the details, and there's been so much that has happened that, you know, has been a cause for like celebration, and it might seem like little, you know, goals for some people, but, you know, building something kind of from the ground up, every little thing, you're like, yes!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we have a stage!
Yeah, when people say it's a small room, you're like, it's a lot more!
Yeah,
it's not a small room. We're like, we have a camera! It can record really good audio!
Yeah. We danced around that for, like, weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, guys, it has been a blast having you here. We've really enjoyed it, and congratulations, again on the 10 years, that milestone that you guys have hit.
Thank you.
And look forward to maybe a time capsule treasure hunt in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's right.
I think we
should. Dance party. And real quick, can we run down the list of events that celebrate this 10 years? Parker.
What? The list of events? Or...
The full list is extensive.
Again,
it is. And up on the website.
And it's on the website, yeah. But, you know, it's going to be a pretty cool month because the party's wonderful, you know. Like, the thing that's going to happen on Friday is going to be super fun.
I believe there's 23 events associated with the month. There's like 20-some events associated with the entire month celebration.
The whole month is just...
Super celebratory.
The 10-year celebration. But Friday will be the kickoff birthday.
So definitely be there Friday.
We'll unveiling of the new sign.
Check out the website for the list of extensive events celebrating all 10 years.
Very cool.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much for
having us here. We do have to go.
With big-ass pictures.
And you're calling next week.
Prom Gallery 5.
There we go.
Yeah.
Super fun.
I planned it out that way.
All right, guys, we do have to go. We got one more tune for you right now. This is My Way with Welfare Drunk here on Radio Rubber Room.
Drunk. I come to your party.
pickled cucumber is a pickle, but nothing else pickled is a pickle. What a pickle. Pickled eggs aren't pickles. Pickled pig's feet aren't pickles. What a pickle. I like pickles.